We talk about exposure. What does that even mean?
They don't
I
pay me
don't
like
never.
them.
I ain't never heard them other people talk about exposure except when they talk about us. Okay? I'm just saying.
Still crabs in a bucket.
Right.
That's
You'll
all it
find.
is.
Oh, and then y'all, not only did Alabama, and what's so funny about Alabama State coming out with their thing, with their little partnership that they're doing with Hudl TV, is that the president there is a new leader of the president's council for the SWAT. So he's the head honcho of the president's now. So for him to do that, I know that man done lost, what they call it, done lost the room. What they say? I
Oh
think
yeah,
the huh?
he need to read the room because he done lost it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause Alabama State came out, Alabama A&M came out on Hudl TV. And Mississippi Valley State. Now, Mississippi Valley State been broadcast, been showing their games on YouTube forever. Everybody watches their game for the commentators. Now, all of a sudden, SWAT commissioner sent this letter to Graham and everybody getting on this Hudl TV platform. I see what y'all doing.
I know one thing. Hudl TV better not be a requirement. I know that.
No, they can't do that. Ain't
So,
no requirement.
but what I will say,
But because we don't have no cut, if it was a SWAC-wide thing, that he would have made an announcement.
okay.
You know what I'm saying? It would have went through the SWAC office. So I don't think so. But what I feel like their study trying to do is prove a point. Y'all are not. I don't care if you sign with whoever. The business model, they see the Hudl TV, they're gonna make revenue through subscription base. It's a subscription-based business. What HBCU Plus does is we get a cut of the advertising dollars. That's
Which is the money?
the money. You're never like you're that it's never gonna match up because you're trying to get a you're trying to fish from a very small pond with that subscription-based stuff strictly to your fan base. And here's the thing, y'all, too. Just in order for me to watch every single game, men's and women's basketball, I have to buy a subscription to every single school. Is that not insane? Is that not trying to get blood from draw blood from a turnip? You'd
I
rather
got some.
charge.
You have to buy a subscription from every school in order to watch it. I believe it
Yes.
works out to 120 a month.
Yeah. Because HBCU Go is only showing like 10 games. Only one of Grambling games is on HBCU Go. ESPN is not showing any of our games, but total in the SWAC, they're showing four games, four basketball games now on ESPN. I think like 10 or so on because HBCU Go can only do one school a weekend. That's all they have the capacity to do. So if I want to watch,
This is
go ahead.
insane.
Thank you.
That is insane.
Now, do you follow me on Twitter? TP.
I don't think I do, but I need to
Okay.
start.
Now, okay. Well, when you see me going off, now you know why.
Oh, I see you because Troy reposts a lot of
Oh.
things you said. So I definitely see,
He said.
the comments, but that is completely insane. And the morals behind it, like you can't tell me that they do this in good faith. You can't tell me that.
They don't even do it in good business.
It ain't good business. It ain't good faith.
If, go ahead.
It's just sad, actually. We look at things that we can get mad, but then at the end of the day, it's like it's sad.
Yeah. And that's why I'm in this fight. Because it I just I'm a math teacher. I have a math degree. And I the math ain't mathing. Like it's not mathing. Like
It ain't.
you talking about a fan base, a lot of us are first generation college students, college graduates. Okay. So we already we know we are more football centered. Okay, so we go all the way through football we season. We spend a lot of money. Now, in the past couple of years, the SWAC brand of basketball has grown so much because we've been beating Power Five schools on the men's and women's side. So, you mean to tell me my team Grambling beat Arizona State and I still have to watch them on a paywall? Where is the... How do you retain your audience base, right? I mean, how do you grow your audience base?
You don't.
If you're not even available to them. Grambling girls now, for what it was worth now, they went viral for beating up on the little Sister Mary now, right? Okay. They did. They went viral. Now, how did y'all watch the game? Like that, you know, the next week that's when the SWAC sent the letter out, right?
You can't watch it.
So, 1 week we watching it on the HBCU Plus app. Grambling goes viral. You try to shut us down by sending us a letter saying we can't broadcast the next game. So, because I fussed and threw a fit, y'all put the game on YouTube, but you wasn't going to show the game at all. Now, if y'all would have went on and let me show the game, ain't no telling how much money they're making off that next game. Because people wanted to see, okay, is this a fluke? Can this team win the money? That grandma.